Not so long ago, schools for Native Americans punished kids for speaking their languages or practicing their traditions. Today, in response to that history, schools on Wyoming's Wind River Reservation try to integrate Native culture into everyday learning. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports from Fort Washakie High School.
Fort Washakie senior Keenan Large watches from the bleachers as his grade school counterparts parade through the school gym in traditional dress. This is what the school calls Indian Days. Keenan remembers what it used to be.
When I was a kid, it was like 5 days. Like, man, every day was fun. Like, they actually really brought a buffalo here and they actually like performed a gutting ceremony and then we ate it afterwards. It's good.
There's no buffalo this year, just a powwow with lots of dancing. The special occasion has been cut to one day to make more time for testing and other requirements. But Native history and culture are explored in classrooms here all year long.
It's really important for our students to understand the culture because that's one thing, as you know, traditionally that was taken away from them.
That's school counselor Scott Colson. He says Shoshone language classes are one way to pass along the culture here, but they don't produce fluent speakers. The school can help kids better understand their traditions. Gabe Joyce co-teaches a class exploring the art, culture, and history of indigenous peoples throughout the West.
It's different. It's not U.S. history from a textbook. It's not basic geography class or a government class, but it's let's focus on Native American culture. Let's infuse it with art and enjoy learning.
Calvin Weatherwax is the K-12 social worker here. His top priority is creating continuity between lessons learned at home and at school. Today, he's helping students play a traditional game.
So I figure that allowing cultural recreation that the parents do with their children, and this is one of them, it's called hand game.
Hand game is a guessing game often played at powwows. It involves teams distracting each other by singing and making sounds with sticks and rattles. Weatherwax says activities like this one are small steps the school can take towards restoring important tradition.
We're such a plugged-in society that we have to start sharing cultural heritage knowledge with the younger ones, because it's not lost. It's still there. It's still there. We just haven't used it.
This cultural connection, from games to language and classroom discussion, doesn't exist for Native students who go to school off the reservation. Senior Blaise Condon says she didn't get this when she was a student in Lander.
This has to be the most cultural school I've been to, and I've been to like three, including this one. Everyone seems to be connected through the culture, and there's not a lot of bullying or negative things like I've seen at the last two schools, maybe because of the culture thing.
Some students are more connected to tradition than others. Back at the Indian Days powwow in the gym, Manny Vasquez leads his drum group in song.
It's kind of like a religion. Like, it just kind of feels good spiritually and physically.
Manny is Eastern Shoshone and Kiowa Apache. He plays in this drum group with his dad and plans to do his thing at a bunch of powwows this summer.
Not a lot of the students here show their traditional side. They don't sing or dance.
During the ceremony, most of the high school kids are either staring down at their phones or wandering out of the building. Shea Stiffarm seems disengaged, but when I ask him, he tells me he cares deeply about connection to traditional culture.
We're the next generation, the seventh generation, the generation that's supposed to bring back our tradition and culture.
He's talking about a Native American prophecy that says after seven generations of separation from tradition and nature, young people will have a cultural awakening. But Shea says he isn't seeing that in his community.
The only people who really have the best insight is our elders, and just to be blunt about it, they ain't gonna be here for much longer.
So there's a sense of urgency, Shea says, to pass that wisdom along.
If the kids out there don't realize anything about it, then how are we gonna bring it back, you know? Like, if they haven't learned at a young age, then they won't be able to bring it back.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.